Angie McMahon hier gehört mit Slow Mover auf 100,6 Flux FM und wir freuen uns sehr. Sie ist jetzt im Studio bei uns heute Abend dann live auf der Bühne im Fluxbau beim Flux FM Bergfest und die Aufregung ist groß gewesen hier in den vergangenen Tagen und Wochen, seit klar war, dass sie dabei sein wird heute Abend. Und wir freuen uns sehr. Herzlich willkommen. Welcome to the studio, Angie.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. We're all looking forward to this gig tonight.
Oh, me
We're
too.
Super, super excited. It's going to be your first time performing yes. in Berlin. Yeah. You've been here on vacation, you said.
I came here a few years ago, but it was January, so it was really cold. And even though I've seen some of the places before, they look so different now.
Yes.
So I don't really remember.
So when you say a few years, when was it? Like more it like 4 years or more like 12 years
no,
ago?
No, more like 4 years ago, yeah, I think. Just with my best friend, we were here for a few days kind of passing through, going around Europe. And yeah, we were just cold.
And it was just like, let's just get out of here.
Yeah,
this is not really worth staying longer. No, there is a huge difference between summer and winter, actually,
really?
In Berlin.
And I still loved it. I loved it. But
you did?
Yeah, okay. Really cold.
Well, very cold. Angie, I had just told our listeners to kind of like bridge our commercials with the cover of Neil Young or Neil, you covering Neil Young with Helpless, yeah. which is really an amazing cover. And when I heard it for the first time, I thought, oh my goodness, what do parents of a girl, of a lady say? Don't they cry when they hear their girl singing? Does your father cry when he hears
know.
You?
He has maybe before, but I don't really see it. I don't think so. He introduced me to a lot of the music that I love. Like Helpless was one of the songs.
I imagine.
Called. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think they're just kind of like, good on ya.
What?
Well done.
Really? You think they secretly cry? He secretly cries when
maybe.
He goes to bed? Like,
I hope they're proud. I don't know. Yeah. Just
they
cry himself to sleep,
must
probably.
Be.
I would if I was my dad.
Also hier, dieses Cover von Neil Young ist unfassbar gut. Ich habe sie gerade gefragt, ob ihre Eltern eigentlich heimlich weinen, weil sie so stolz sind und denken, das kann nicht sein, dass unsere Tochter mit dieser gewaltigen Stimme einen so fantastischen Song so noch fantastischer covert. Aber sie sagt, ja, vielleicht kann schon sein. Weiß ich jetzt nicht genau. Man hält sich anscheinend zurück. It's gonna be a little secretive in your family or it is a little secretive. You're not doing the whole emotional like, oh my goodness, or it's just like, oh...
Yeah, I don't know. They've always supported me doing the music stuff, so it just seems kind of normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old are you now, Angie?
25. I just turned 25.
You just turned 25, belated congratulations.
Thank you.
Also 25 ist sie und sie ist in Australien schon wirklich ein Riesenstar. You're filling big halls in Australia already.
Yeah.
But here in Germany or in other countries in Europe, you still have to kind of work your way up, which is not going to be any problem, I think. But it is probably quite different for you to play in Australia in terms of pressure, maybe, than playing here in Berlin for the first time in front of an audience.
It's kind of wonderful. I really love it. I think it's, I just love playing the shows wherever we are. And it's nice to have a variety in the size of rooms because it just keeps you in touch with the audience, I think, and the intimacy of a show. And so I'm really stoked to be over here and like playing gigs. And honestly, I didn't think that we would have any kind of audience in Germany or the Netherlands, which is where we've been playing the last week. But we've had people like coming to the shows and stuff, and I'm just a bit in shock. And so I'm amazed.
Yeah, but you know, there is a thing like the internet, and the internet has done its part on this whole thing.
It's just it's hard to have a gauge of it from at home. I don't really have any way to calculate.
Mm.
But you guys have been supporting my music, which is amazing, and I'm very grateful, and it's, it's helping me out a lot.
And we're surely not the only one, the only radio station I can imagine. But your voice, I mean, there's no way around your voice. We have to talk about your voice, because it is just so unique, and it's so big, it is so powerful. And you're 25 years old. I imagine this wasn't the voice you were born with.
No.
It was a voice that you kind of had to develop in a way.
Yeah.
And I wonder how that happened and how it all started. Did you, you know, we were just talking about covers. Did you always cover songs in the beginning?
Yeah, I did actually. It was my favorite thing to do. It's always been something that I loved, covering pop songs and whatever, just playing piano and guitar and singing to myself. And then I was really in love with Katie Lang when I was younger, and she has quite a deep voice and quite a... You know, her tone is so thick and rich, and I really wanted to imitate that. So I think that's when I started getting down in the low part of my voice. And then I sang in a soul band for a few years, which was like a really good way to develop like the louder part of my voice. And then in between all of that, I was always singing different types of, you know, like folk music and country music. So there's some styles that I just can't do. Like I can't sing jazz.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. No. But I love experimenting with my voice as if it's an instrument. And I find that really fun. Yeah.
Well, and I can imagine that there is actually a lot to instrument if you have a to experiment with a voice like that. I mean, it's just interesting to hear you talking and then to hear you singing, especially in those deeper ranges. It's very, very different. Yeah. And this alone shows how viable your voice is actually and how many nuances there are in there. But so you said you played in a soul band. That was The Fabric, this band, which was a... I don't know, nine people in the band?
Nine of us, yeah, eight boys plus me.
So you had to kind of like develop something stronger there to play again.
With
all
the singing I did, yeah. My personality was already like, I was ready to tell them to shut up all the time. But my singing, yeah, we had a horn section and I had to really learn how to project. Mm-hmm. And some of the recordings I listened back to and I'm just like, oh, I'm just yelling. Like, it's not very good singing, but it was a really good training for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And then when was the time or what was the point when you said, I want to go back to being on my own? I want to go back to being a solo artist?
Well, I was always doing that at the same time, but I just wasn't focusing on it full time. And then I finished my university degree and all of us in the band were quite busy anyway. But I just wanted to keep on doing music full time. So I put more energy into a project that I had the control over and I was writing all the songs for. And so it was just sort of a natural progression. But maybe like two or three years ago, we just decided to play less shows as a band. And I was looking for my own band and it was just the next thing that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also sie sagt, sie hat natürlich noch nicht immer diese, wie soll ich es auf Deutsch sagen, powerful voice gehabt, diese starke Stimme, diese unfassbar gute Stimme, sondern das hat sich natürlich erst im Laufe der Zeit entwickelt. Sie ist jetzt 25, aber sie hat schon immer gerne Songs gecovert, hat versucht, ihre eigene Stimme zu finden, hat später dann in einer Soulband gespielt mit 8 Jungs, musste da natürlich auch stimmlich ordentlich zulegen, damit sich das Ganze aufwiegt gegen die 8 Herrschaften. Das hat auch ganz gut funktioniert. Und sie sagt, sie mag es sowieso mit ihrer Stimme zu experimentieren und mal rauszufinden, bis wohin kann sie gehen, was kann sie da noch auskitzeln. Und vor 3-4 Jahren hat sie sich dann entschieden, es war dann auch ein bisschen der nächste Schritt, wieder als Solo-Künstlerin in Erscheinung zu treten. So you started recording songs a longer time ago, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
Or something like this.
I was doing them by myself on my computer, not very well. And then I started working with a couple producer friends to make some demos and figure out the sound. And then I recorded Slow Mover with a producer named John Castle in Australia. And then I recorded the rest of the album with my bass player, Alex. He's also in my band, but we made my record together. I mean, we probably started the record about a year ago. Maybe more than 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. So we'd spent a fair bit of time making it.
Okay. The record that is not out yet.
Yes, it's not out yet.
We should say so. Can you tell us when it's coming or is that super, super secretive? Secret.
It's in July.
It's in July. Okay.
I don't know if I meant to say it.
Well, I don't know. There we go. Now we know. And July is actually very close. It's just soon. Around the corner.
Yeah.
So we can be looking forward to that. Let's listen to another song, which is, of course, also taken from the new record. I guess it's going to be on it. It's going to be Keeping Time that we're going to play. And then let's chat more. Angie McMahon mit Keeping Time von einem Album, das demnächst kommt. Wann ganz genau, dürfen wir noch nicht sagen. Es ist hochgeheim. Hochgeheim. Does it have a name, the album?
It is called Salt, as in the food.
Okay.
As in the element.
As in
mineral?
Pepper?
It's not an element. It's a mineral. Salt is the name.
Okay, Salt. Also mit Salz. Kommen wir auf alle Fälle weiter, dann ab Juli. Aber wann genau müsst ihr dann schon? Dann müsstet ihr euch kurz mal auf Instagram mit Angie verlinken zum Beispiel. Do you do your Instagram account yourself?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I think it's important to have that connection, like to have the, you know, the line between you and the people who are listening to you. And my psych says that I should get someone else to do it for me because social media is stressful, but I think it's important for me to do it.
And you do have a psychologist already.
Oh, yes.
Already. Yeah. You need it.
Yeah, I need it. As soon as we released my first song, I was like, I'm overwhelmed. I need therapy.
And does it help?
Yeah, it's the best thing that I've done. And like, it's so good to have somebody to talk to about a really transitional, you know, like formative time in my life. Everything changed. And yeah, and I, you know, like I sometimes struggle with like periods of depression and like quite intense anxiety. And it's just like having a psychologist to get through all of that stuff. I mean, I think so many people in our society have mental health problems, and like,
absolutely,
we should all have access to a psychologist. I literally just tell everyone that I know, like, you need a psychologist.
I know, you know, I have a lot of friends who say, like, you know, I just do this to get my mental hygiene back. And yeah. If I could, I would do it every half a year.
Yeah.
People say this, it's just so good. It helps me so much. And even to hear myself talking about things and to reflect on my own, to say it out loud,
totally.
Is just, well, okay. Well, you did the right thing,
yeah.
Then, apparently. And you're ready now to hit Europe big time in the United States with a psychologist.
All thanks
in your
to my
back.
Psychologist. Yeah.
Exactly.
I just need to get her phone number so I can talk to her while I'm over here.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be a problem because you don't even have those phone contracts here that allow you to have flat rates to Australia. It's super expensive.
It's true. I can't call home.
Yeah, no, what you have to do, you can do the Skype or FaceTime thing anyway. Yeah. You know how to do that anyway. So, but Angie, tonight you're going to play at Fluxball.
Yeah.
With a band. It's not alone, or you're going to play alone?
Band.
With your band.
We're a trio. And we've traveled over here together and we're having lots of fun. So two boys, one on drums and one on bass. And yeah, we're really excited. We've been having a really nice time, and we usually have a really nice time on stage. So I'm excited to play a Berlin gig.
And we are very excited to hearing you.
Yay.
Sophie, unsere Eule aus der Redaktion, ist jetzt hier schon am Kameraaufbau. Wir werden diesen Song, den wir jetzt gleich hören, einen Live-Song mitfilmen, mitschneiden, damit man das Ganze dann auch auf den sozialen Medien, auf den Plattformen der sozialen Medien auch nochmal sehen kann, sich anschauen kann. Wir freuen uns sehr, heute Abend spielt Angie also im Fluxbau und das Album kommt ja im Juli, ich hatte es gerade schon gesagt. Nochmal ganz schnell, sie sagte gerade, sie ist auch übrigens noch diejenige, die über Instagram mit ihren Fans kommuniziert. Sie möchte das gerne. Sie sagt, das ist so ein bisschen, das ist einfach persönlicher. Es ist wahrheitsgetreu, es ist more genuine wahrscheinlich dann auch, dass man wirklich selber im Austausch mit den Fans ist. Aber es ist auch anstrengend natürlich. Das ist alles sehr, sehr überwältigend und es ist einfach ganz schön viel. Und sie hat ihre Psychologin auf alle Fälle schon immer mit im Hinterkopf und im Gepäck und spricht sich, wenn sie in Australien ist, dann auch ab und zu mal mit ihr aus und sagt, boah, wie verarbeite ich das, wie verkrafte ich das Ganze, diesen ganzen Ruhm, der zumindest in Australien jetzt schon auf sie zugekommen ist und der sicherlich sich in Europa und in den USA auch fortsetzen wird. Good luck for everything, for the album release. I am absolutely 100% sure that this is not the last time that we've spoken. You will probably be here in a few months again. We'll be back in the studio and maybe in cold January. Who knows?
I'd love to come back.
Okay. We're going to hear a song now from you, which is called Pasta.
Yes.
Any words to lose about it before or
just, it's pretty self-explanatory, the song, but I just wrote it when I was feeling really, really tired. And the story is that I had eaten a whole lasagna before I wrote the song. Okay. I was pretty lethargic.
Okay, go ahead.
My bedroom is a disaster. My dog has got kidney failure. I've been sitting at the bar too much, kissing people in my head and saying rubbish things I should not have said. And they're building things outside my window. Everywhere I look, there are signposts. But I just sit in my house making noise for fun. And I'm not moving much or proving much to anyone. No, I've been lost. Been lost for a while, and I'm feeling tired. I've been lost for a while. spent so much time eating pasta. Although I'm probably allergic and other people seem to move so much faster, I wonder why I'm feeling lonely when there's plenty of ways to be alone. I guess I spent all of yesterday on my phone. I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost for a while. And I'm feeling tired. I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost for a while.
We hear the applause of the Flux FM editorial team. The door was closed, unfortunately, so it was very, very quiet, but out there it was really loud. Fantastic. Thank you so much,
Angie
McMahon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here heute Abend im Fluxbau beim Bergfest.